Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues in Ta'anit, Tainis, chapter 2, Mishnah 8. Kol hakatuv b'megillat Ta'anit lo lemisped. Anything that's written down in the scroll of fasts that we don't make even a eulogy on that day, lefanav aser, you can't have a fast not only on that day, but even the day before we don't proclaim a fast, la'acharav mutter, but the day after you could have a fast. Now, this may be the first time you've heard of Megillat Ta'anit. We've heard of the Megillah. A Megillah simply means a scroll. A Megillah is a scroll with one stick that you wind it around, like we have by the Book of Esther, which is called a Megillah, and it's written in Megillah form. But you could have anything be a Megillah. And of course, the Sefer Torah needs to have two sticks. The Sefer Torah can't be a Megillah. But other books and scrolls and letters and, Svarim could be written as a Megillah. So this Megillah Ta'anit, this scroll of fast, is actually a euphemism. It's days that we don't fast. And the reason being, there was some sort of important and positive event or miracle that happened in the time of the Second Temple. So they listed these days on the calendar that we don't fast, and we're going to see don't eulogize on some of these in this Megillat Ta'anit. Now, the Mishnah started with the first category, which is days we can't even make a eulogy. Like, I understand if you can't fast because there was a little bit of a miracle, that's great. But if it was a big miracle, you can't even eulogize. Certainly you can't fast, but a eulogy is, of course, less involved than actually fasting all day. So days you can't even eulogize. So the Tanna Kamma said, even the day before, the Erev of this holiday or special day, or Shtikl Yontov, you can't fast then either. And the Mishnah adds, Rebbe Yossi Omer Lefon of L'Achrav Aser. He said, a day you can't even eulogize, and of course you can't fast, you can't even start a fast the day before or the day after. Now, the Mishnah explains the other category of special days listed in Megillat Ta'anit, delo lehitanana kvahon, days you can't fast on them, but you could still eulogize if there's a need, lefanav l'acharav mutter, the day before and the day after, you could have a fast. And of course, we're not just fasting randomly, it's because there's some sort of need, a drought, a problem, the community wants to fast. Rabbi Yossi Omer lefanav aser. Rabbi Yossi, who disagreed in the first section also, he says, the day before a celebratory day you shouldn't fast, l'acharav mutter, the day after you could. The idea being, as we've seen, you don't want to go into an important positive day like Shabbos fasting the entire day, if you can help it. Now, this Megillat Ta'anit, this scroll of euphemistic fasts, anti-fasts, it was made and used and followed in the times of the Second Temple. The Gemara around Daf 18 gives some examples of positive days, such as the day they got the Romans to annul their decree against learning Torah. That was celebrated. Some other days they remember there. But the Barnura explains, we don't have this. The Gemara explains, we don't have this anymore. We don't follow these anymore after the destruction of the Second Temple, except for the big two, Hanukkah and Purim. And even Hanukkah and Purim, we do allow fasting the day before and the day after, just not during those particular days. Now, it's interesting, if you're looking at the calendar, today is Yud Ches Elul Chai Elul. So in the spirit of celebrating important days, this is actually a very, very vital day for Hasidus. It's the birthday 325 years ago of the Baal Shem Tov, the real founder of Hasidus. And then about 50 years later, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, was also born on the same day. So Chai Elul is a great day to reach spiritual highs in Hasidus. And we see it's an ancient idea, we see from Megillas Tainis, to remember days when something important and something positive happened. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet. Ein gozrin ta'anit al tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. We do not start a fast day or a series of fast days for the community on a Thursday. Shelo l'hafkia hashayrim. So we don't disrupt market prices of the food supply. What's going to happen is people on Thursday, we've seen, they go shopping for Shabbos. And if they're also not eating all day Thursday, they're going to buy extra food on Thursday, not just for Shabbos, but for when they break the fast. And the Bartner explains the storekeepers, either they could take advantage of the sudden spike in demand and raise prices, or they could be afraid that there's some information, there's some insider information they don't know about that a bunch of people have heard there's a drought coming, or maybe because the sages want to proclaim a fast right now, there could be a drought coming, there could be problems coming, and they'll raise the prices, it'll disrupt the regular supply and demand and the market value of the food. So the Mishnah explains, what do we do? Ela shalosh taniot rishonot, the first three public fasts, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, are on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday, in that order. We call behab. the base for the second day of the week, which of course is Monday, because the week starts over on Sunday and Motzei Shabbos. And the hab is for Hamishi, for hey, for Thursday. Shalosh Shniot, Hamishi, Sheni, Hamishi. But the second string of three fasts, you could do a Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because people already said, okay, this is a public fast. It's not going to disrupt the market prices of food. Rabbi Yossi, America, Shem, Sheni, Rishonot, Bechamishi. Rabbi Yossi says, just like the first three fasts, we never start a series on a Thursday. Kach lo shniot v'lo achronot. So too, the second three fasts and the last seven fasts, the most machmir fasts that we talked about in the first chapter, we would always start a series on a Monday, no matter what. We don't want to disrupt prices. We follow, you know, people use free market economics, basically, and we don't want to throw a wrench into that. Yashar koach and yud ches elul sameach.